up the paper and see that people are having poetry readings and drop in there. There's East L.A., West L.A., didn't listen to any of that. He went, he made friends, he sold a case of books, but now we'll let you share what you want to share as a poem or an experience.
Well, I got a couple of experiences on my current list of things that I would like to share. One is that a poem that came out of an experience 2 weeks ago Friday, I went to the hospital on Thursday with a painful situation, and the doctor said, we're going to keep you overnight because the kidney group only are here on Friday morning, so we're going to keep you overnight. And 2 weeks ago Friday, I had laser surgery. And I got to thinking about life, and anyway, what came out of it is an interesting poem I'd like to share today. Oh, and by the way, the other thing is I will be in L.A. April the 25th and 26th promoting my two books. I have two books on Amazon. This one is called From the Other Side, and it's 60 poems, 3 short stories, It's being offered at the Los Angeles Times Book Festival on April the 25th in L.A., and I'm really looking forward to that. And my other book is called The Brighton Tarot Card Mystery, and it will also be presented April the 25th and 6th at the University of Southern California, USC LA. And I'm excited about, beyond excited about being there for that. So here's my poem that came out of my emergency surgery. It's called Tableau for a Family of Five. Within the recesses of a dysfunctional family, chaos reigns supreme. Each one in their proper place, fulfilling the broken needs of the other. The feathered serpent of long-forgotten humiliations pierce the heart of memory, recalling burning memories in a core already crowded with the ache of times past. Mother babbles on about things that never were and things that never should have been. Her memory of nevermore mutters on of the fear the overflowing cup will soon be empty. Father singing opera in sorrow and despair from a baseline of not good enough. Roasting in the fires of unspoken failure and an addictive thirst for what she could never be. And the band played on from slightly quiet, embracing prejudice and bigotry. This amid birds of flight and fancy and life that should be white over colored but isn't. All the while, Grasshopper sought the lost love that never was his to begin with. Love he perceived was stolen from him by his very own innocence and powerlessness. And the women he loves but didn't love watched as he slowly gave birth to himself. Each one an angel of mercy, singing hymns to a non-existent future. While waiting in the wings and watched is the soul, the one that bleeds for me. Ever patient, ever loving, ever there to rescue me from my attempts to be a grown-up. Calming love slowly replacing the fires of shame that burn through the night. healing the self-inflicted wounds and other diseases of desperation, evermore seeking the knowledge of who I really am, only to find there is no one there, just another mask of an incomplete persona. Thank you.
Thank you, Neil. I can't imagine coming out with a poem after emergency surgery. So that in itself is something wonderful. And of all the things, I love that picture of the soul waiting in the wings with so much love. I feel that's a very comforting thought to have, right? When we are in some kind of pain, that there is something with no kind of ulterior motives or whatever. It's just pure love just being showered on us. So that image came to mind. Thank you again.
Thank you, Ramona. I want to say what comes out of this for me. We are all here to learn. And these are the gifts that were given to me so that I can learn and I can grow. And that's been my pursuit always. And so, you know, the motorhome down into Arizona 2 winters ago, that was a gift beyond all gifts, because it helps me to see we're here as one soul learning from other one souls. And I'm grateful for the gift of the surgery 2 weeks ago. In fact, if I may, just one second. When the doctor came up to me, I was in the gurney waiting to go into the operating room, and the doctor that was going to come to me do the surgery, he said, we need to think positive. And my immediate response to him is the title of my next book. And that is, Positive Thinking is Bullshit. Because it's not positive thinking, it's positive intention. And there's a mile of difference between the two of them, because positive thinking is seduction. It says, I'm afraid, so I'm going to force myself to think a positive outcome. No, excuse me. I'm going to intend that all is well. And by the way, the doctor sent me a message through his nurse and said everything was finished perfectly. Thank you very much.
So your intention worked.
Yes.
So what a blessing. Does Johnny have any vision or revision? You'd like to contribute on the spot, any at all?
Go for
Johnny and Charlotte.
Go for it.
Well, interestingly, I released a birthday song last year in May. And I could share the lyrics with you or the song itself.
Sing it.
Alrighty. Am I allowed to share the sound, or I'll just sing it a cappella? What would you?
This is a Jesse question.
You have such a beautiful voice. A cappella would be a treat.
Okay, well, let's go a cappella. So the song is titled Birthday Blessings. Today's your celebration. It's the day you came to be with all your friends united in love and feeling free. In this joyful gathering where all your dreams come true, as you blow out your candles, let your wishes take flight too. We wish you birthday blessings. We wish you birthday blessings. Birthday blessings to Neil. In every step you take, your inner light guides the way through challenges and triumph. It brightens every day. With each year that passes, may your spirit soar to new heights, embracing life's journey with courage, hope, and endless delight. We wish you birthday blessings. We wish you birthday blessings. Wishing birthday blessings to you. And this is the chorus that I really want to dedicate to you, Neil. For you are a gift wonderfully made, the true essence of magnificence that never fades, abundant health, wealth, happiness too, a rich, long life, all worthy of you. Wishing birthday blessings. Wish you birthday blessings. Wishing birthday blessings to you. Yay, yay. Birthday blessings to you. Thank you, Neil. Happy birthday.
Joni, thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's a song out of left field for me, and thank you for sharing that. That's, I love it.
My pleasure. Thank you for allowing me to share.
Wonderful, beautiful voice. Johnny, love it.
Thank you so much.
That was just, it made my heart sing to listen to you sing. So, and then I had one thought about intentions when you said positive thinking, because I've had different little challenges with my heart wanting to beat too fast, do too many things, and people said just have positive thoughts. So I've gone to sleep at night trying to work up a positive thought about this and work up a positive thought, and I found thinking about positive thinking keeps me awake longer.
So, yes.
Today there are about four different things that are supposed to happen in regard, four different key things that outline themselves up on this. And I looked outside and it looked like the door kept closing. Door, the handy door, it has to come through to let me in to their access vehicle. Different things. And so I just switched. In the taxi, I switched it and I said, even though they've said we're going to be 20 minutes late, I intend to be there at 1:15. Arrived at 1:15. I thought, there are other things. Somebody sent me a script they want me to read for something they're doing. And I thought, I'll do it. But even though it is not, whatever, sensibly correct, I'll do it. We'll send it to the person, but we'll also send them a better version. But I think just that idea, the other night when Neil said he had this new response to a surgery, to imagine that a person could have a major surgery like that and not get scared, that he was just all in and had an intention. He already had set an intention. He's going to be in Los Angeles, and he's going to be at that International Book Festival. So he tells the body, whatever you want to do, just do it, but I'm going to be in Los Angeles. So the poem I'm going to read related to his spirit is one called Run with the Horses. How can you run with the horses when running with the horsemen tires you out? Can you run with life's challenges and not grow faint? Can you stand your ground like a budding saint? How can you run with the horses when running with the horsemen tires you out? Sometimes you have to stand and hold your ground, take pain and suffering without a frown. Come to know that no matter how hard the test, in the end, spirit will help you score the best. How can you run with the horses when running with the horsemen tires you out? Are you dreaming dreams like the prophets of old? Are you dreaming dreams like Dr. King, forging ahead with godly clout? Have you enlarged your tent or just patched the holes? Are you standing like Joshua, learning to be courageous and bold? How can you run with the horses when running with the horsemen tires you out? Sometimes friends and followers abandon you, get tired or scared when your vision loses its glow. But when you, from your center, let creativity flow, all that scattered will reconvene when your dreams succeed. Your testimony will confirm that God has blessed beyond sheer need. How can you run with the horses when running with the horsemen tires you out? Can you see God's power is spread all about, that you can wait working on your dreams? He'll see you trying and help you build your teams. How can you run with the horses when running with the horsemen tires you out? Did you know that eagles soar miles above hawks? They leave ducks in the pond and chickens in their roost. Relentless mothers staying with their young till they learn to fly. They never allow them to cling to their nest and cry. Can you now outrun the horsemen and test the horses? Can you now outrun the horsemen and test the horses? It's your time now to outrun the horsemen and test the horses. It's our time now to outrun the horsemen and test the horses. From me, Sister C, to sharing for Neil, and to each of you who are able to outrun the horses.
I love that poem. I need a copy, Charlotte, when you're ready.
Okay.
Please.
I love the paradox, Charlotte. Like, at first, we're like, yeah, maybe we cannot run the horses. We're older, we're aging. And then all of a sudden, by the end of the poem, we believe that we can. And you gave us that through your rhythms. And it's amazing the transition that happened inside me and inside listeners as you're giving us this power and rhythm and belief. Thank you so much for that.
And I could see what Neil was saying right in the beginning, that when Charlotte reads a poem, you can hear that rhythm in her voice. And today I was able to kind of, you know, listen to it. Maybe all this while I was just listening to the words, but today I could follow that, like, la, 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 la. Like, you know, she went on and on. And it was almost like the horses are galloping and we should go along with that. And I don't know if we have time, but I also wrote a short poem for Neil.
Yes, we have time.
Should I? Okay, so let me read that. So this is a tribute to Neil on his birthday. On this day, we gather to celebrate you. Neil Ryan, a poet whose words ring so true. 85 years of wisdom and grace. With each daily poem, you carve out a space. From the shores of New Zealand to Iceland's embrace, you wander the globe, left beauty in trace. A linguist, a traveler, with stories to share. In cultures and flavors, you've shown us you care. Your books, like treasures, hold magic inside. From the other side, where your visions abide, and the Brighton tarot card mystery, a quest. Each line a reminder to seek and invest. With skilled imagery woven through every line, you fill us with hope, your spirit divine. In the tapestry of life, your threads brightly gleam, inspiring courage, igniting our dreams. Thank you, Neil. All the bliss.
Riff for Ramona.
I love how she got the titles of Neil's books in there and with that beautiful rhythm.
I love the loving tone. The tone was one that is just encouraging. It wasn't, you know, there wasn't a but. But if you had only, it was, everything was positive and flowing and reflected on intense, that he has moved from positive thoughts to positive action. So thank you for all that you captured in that poem.
Yes, yes.
Neil has always been very inspiring and very kind. I wrote that to my son today that, you know, we always like to share what we're doing for the day. So I told him all about Neil, and always inspiring me a lot. Like, I could never imagine writing one book of poems like he has. And now he has three of them. Of course, the third is a novel. I'm looking forward to reading that. So thank you, Neil, for always being such a kind and gentle and courageous soul.
Oh, thank you, Ramona. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you all, everybody. I want to share with you one last piece of poetry.
Okay.
We're not supposed to have favorites, but Cynthia has probably heard this before, and Johnny, I offer a look at me. Siddhartha by the river. I am Siddhartha by the river, surrounded by beauty, living quiet in peace, contemplating the many gifts of the universe. I am Siddhartha by the river, meditating on the delicate essence of internal peace that arrive only in small moments amid the fury and the frenzy of the day. I am Siddhartha by the river, cautious about which thought is a teaching, and ever more cautious about which thought is a seduction. I am Siddhartha by the river, noting that all dogma, with their myths and vested interests, have inaccurately guessed at the truth. So there is no true teacher who can show me the way. I am Siddhartha by the river, seeking to follow the path where there is no path, concluding that there is no route to enlightenment save my own. I am Siddhartha by the river, amazed at the life story people create out of their myths, beliefs, and experience, and then blame the other, unable to see themselves as both cause and effect. I am Siddhartha by the river, wanting to be humble, and knowing that wanting is always a distraction from the now. Wanting to be wise, and knowing that too is a deviation from the now. I am Siddhartha by the river, believing life is a river, ever emerging, ever changing, ever becoming new, flowing from experience to experience to experience. I am Siddhartha by the river, watching all things attempt to seduce my ego by telling me I am apart and separate from the other. Watching the connectedness of all things and observing that the river and the forest come together through me. I am Siddhartha by the river, watching the connectedness and the passing of all things, seeing that without the light and the dark, life is without purpose. I am Siddhartha by the river, grateful that within this universe there is the presence of love, while waiting to die and do it all over again, I am Siddhartha by the river.
Phenomenal. Oh, we so appreciate you sharing your birthday, letting us celebrate with you. I appreciate you Johnny for opening us with Heart Song, Ramona sharing yet another of your beautiful singing and your definite affirmation and declaration as a poet, Cynthia for taking us through so many sounds, the sea, the birds, the trees, and for today being the person making sure every person got riff and was able to participate. This is how we roll on Poetry Pop-Up. It's almost 10, but when people ask me what time it is, I say it's always love time, poem time, because the people participating love each other and love sharing their experiences and positive things about life with you, our listeners.
I just want to finish. If I could die right now, I would live happily ever after.
Wow. What a thought.
Ugh. Wow. Well, don't do that. UCLA is waiting for you, or at least.
Yeah.
Love time. Love time. Love time, poem time, time for poems, poets and singers, time to untie all life's ringers, poem time, love time, time for you to reveal to me, unravel all your mystery, time for joy and utter grace, rest from toiling in this place. Place of poems, place of words. Place for love instead of swords. Love time, poem time. Poem time, love time. Love time, poem time. Times for words from heaven to shine. Love time, poem time. Time for words to pattern and rhyme. Love time, poem time. Times for words to wash the wound, bind the lashes and play bassoon. Love time, poem time. Poem time, love time. Time for poems, poets, singers. Time to untie all life's ringers. Time for you to reveal to me, unravel all your mystery. For joy and utter grace, rest from toiling in this place. Place of poems, place of words, place for love instead of swords. Love time, poem time, poem time, love time, love time, poem time, poem time, love time, love.
This is Bird Note.
Join us now for another Brooklyn ball game. This is the old redhead, Red Barber.
Longtime Brooklyn Dodger and later New York Yankee announcer Red Barber grew up in Mississippi and was known for his folksy way of speaking.
They call him the Big Cat, and he swings that heavy bat as though it weighed no more than a dry turkey feather.
One of his best-known catchphrases was that a player in a winning position was sitting in the catbird seat.
Delivers outside for ball three, and it's 3-0. Fry's sitting up there in the catbird seat.
But what is a catbird seat? And what, for that matter, is a catbird? Well, the catbird part is easy. It's a cousin of the mockingbird in the bird family known as the mimids. And it does sound a little like a cat. As for the saying, it's been around since the 19th century, probably originating in the southern U.S., where there are lots of gray catbirds. The bird is normally a skulker, foraging near the ground or in dense underbrush. But during the breeding season, gray catbirds sometimes fight amongst themselves for the best territories. As part of the competition, the two combatants sing their way to higher and higher perches. The one who finally takes the highest perch is, well, sitting in the catbird seat, with the best view, in control, top bird, so to speak. So take it from Red Barber, the catbird seat is the place to be. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.